Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
We return again today to the benediction found in the final verse of Paul's epistle to Philemon. It says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen." And we made note of the fact that a benediction similar to this is found in all 13 of Paul's epistles. It is a standard part of every epistle that Paul wrote. A Christian benediction is a desire for God's blessing upon others. In fact, it is a prayer for God's blessing upon others. Again, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. We noted that the Philemon benediction is of medium length. Some of Paul's benedictions are longer and some are shorter. This one falls right into the middle. We also noted that this, like all the other benedictions, focuses upon grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. God dispenses grace at man's point of need. God does so sovereignly. He is the controller of the grace that he dispenses. But God is plenteous in mercy, and he pours out much more grace than we would have any reason to expect. In fact, if we understand things correctly, we would realize that we have reason to expect no grace. Grace is not what we deserve. It's what God bestows that we do not deserve. And it is an indication of his loving kindness, his tender mercies, and his desire to help and benefit those who have no claim upon him and do not deserve to be helped by him. We also noted that this particular benediction is bestowed upon the whole church, not just upon Philemon, indicated by the plural pronoun your, the spirit of you all, rather than the spirit of you, singular and individually, Philemon. But the part of this benediction that is not very common is the emphasis upon the word spirit. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit rather than upon you or something of that nature. And it is an emphasis, therefore, upon grace to the inner man, grace to the spiritual part of man. Paul was more interested in God bestowing grace upon their spiritual being and their spiritual health and their spiritual welfare than he was God bestowing grace upon their physical and material needs and circumstances, a point that we would do well to understand and to emulate and to desire that God would bestow his grace upon our spirit, our inner man, more than upon the outward circumstances of our lives. But there are yet a few more things to say about this benediction, and so I thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, December 20, and I thank those whose financial gifts keep us teaching God's Word on this station. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. What Paul seems to be saying is something like this: if all is well with your spirit, then all is well. Your body may be failing, but if your spirit is in good condition, all is well. Your heart may be breaking, but if God's grace is ministering to your spirit, all is well. And there really is no parting that could be better than this particular desire, this concluding word of benediction, of blessing, of Paul's desire and prayer for Philemon and the church at Colossae, than this particular prayer. It is beautiful. And if accepted, this prayer and the meaning of it, accepted into the believing heart, from this desire and from this prayer, all other blessings will flow. That's the wonderful part of it. Now, the question, or one question, about Paul's benediction is this. Are Paul's benedictions basically a concluding version of his opening greetings? Because there are some similarities. If you study Paul's epistles carefully, you'll realize that the phrase grace to you is found in the opening greeting in all 13 epistles, and some version of grace to you is found in the closing benediction of all of Paul's 13 epistles. Think of that. Don't let that slide by you too quickly. Some version of grace to you found in the opening of every one of Paul's epistles, and some version of grace to you is found in the closing benediction of all Paul's 13 epistles. What do we conclude from that? Well, certainly we conclude, first of all, that Christianity is all of grace from beginning to end. Really now, please understand that. If you don't understand that, you don't really understand God very well. You don't understand salvation very well. You don't understand the Christian religion very well. It is all grace from beginning to end, and that is indicated by the way Paul begins each epistle and ends each epistle. No matter what he has to say in between, it is all sandwiched between this message. That is, everything depends upon God's grace. So, I greet you with a reminder of God's grace at the beginning, and I say farewell to you with a reminder of God's grace at the end. Yes, everything that is truly Christian begins with grace and ends with grace, and everything in between is supported by grace. Grace to you comes from God, and it comes to us through His Word. It comes to us as we receive His Word, believe His Word, and live out His Word. That's the way grace, God's grace, comes to us. It's so important to understand that. Well, let's think about the giving of this benediction and its particular application, first of all, to Philemon. Philemon needed God's grace to receive, forgive, restore, love, and respect Onesimus, his runaway slave, who came back to make things right. The Roman law called for punishment. Maybe that's too strong a word. The Roman law allowed punishment, and societal expectations expected punishment, severe punishment for a slave like this. And the flesh desires punishment, vengeance. The flesh harbors malice and ill will, but that's what we deserved from God. And what did we get instead? Grace. Grace to you. And therefore, if you have received grace, then surely you can extend grace. Grace extends love and mercy and kindness and forgiveness, not to the deserving, but to the undeserving. Philemon, you are a recipient of God's grace, or you would still be living under condemnation and headed to eternal hell. But instead, you are a recipient of God's amazing grace. Now extend some of that grace to your runaway slave, Onesimus. Yes, Philemon needs this grace, and Paul prays that it shall extend to him. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, Philemon. The Colossian church needs grace. The Colossian church needs grace to extend full and unhindered fellowship to Onesimus. Philemon's runaway slave. The Colossian church needs grace to overlook class distinctions which loom so large in every society, theirs and ours and everyone in between. And the flesh wants to cling to class distinctions and would desire to keep Onesimus in his place, but grace says, receive him warmly and extend to him the right hand of Christian fellowship, for he is now your Christian brother, and treat him like every other member of the body of Christ without distinction. The flesh tends to offer only begrudging and partial forgiveness and conditional forgiveness, but grace enables us to extend warm forgiveness, full forgiveness, unconditional forgiveness. Grace forgives freely, fully, and unconditionally, like Christ himself. And so the Colossian church needs grace extended to them from God in order to carry out their part of the purpose of this epistle. And Paul prays for that to be extended to them. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with the spirit of you all. Amen. Yes, Philemon needed God's grace and received it. The Colossian church needed God's grace and received it. And we need God's grace. For whatever God commands, requires, demands of us, we cannot bestow apart from the grace which he gives to us. Does God command us to turn from sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? He does. Can I do that of myself apart from the grace of God? I cannot. But if I look to him, oh my, what grace he bestows. Grace to believe in Christ, grace to follow Christ, grace to live like Christ in a fallen world. Yes, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with my spirit. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Oh, dear friend, dear Christian friend, let us petition the throne of grace. Well, I wish I could have been around to see what happened after this epistle was received and read, and especially the emphasis upon grace came to the ears of Philemon and to the members of the Colossian church. Surely forgiveness flowed from Philemon to Onesimus and from the church to Onesimus. Surely there was embracing and kissing as Onesimus was received warmly and forgiven. Surely there were Philemon's constant assurances, oh, my dear brother Onesimus, you are forgiven for Christ's sake. Please enter into the full fellowship of Christ's people, as the church watched and praised God as this was going on. What was the short-term effect? We don't know. Was Onesimus freed? We don't know. There is no concrete evidence that he was, but 50 years later, Ignatius, the bishop of Antioch, Syria, on his way to Rome for execution, wrote a letter to several churches, and in his epistle to Ephesus, he encouraged their bishop by the name of Onesimus. The same man could have been. Do we know that for sure? We don't. But it's very possible that a runaway slave from Colossae became the bishop of Ephesus. That is an amazing thought to consider. Well, Onesimus, whose name means profitable, turned out to be profitable in more ways than Philemon and Paul could ever have imagined. He is profitable to the church at Colossae, he became profitable to them, and he becomes profitable to us today as we learn these wonderful lessons from his life. May God's grace be extended to you through the life and grace found in the life of Onesimus. Until tomorrow, good day. May God give you his eternal peace.